People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I didn't even expect this conversation to take this turn. This chip on your shoulder that you're walking around with.
I'm like, let me see Dunny energy.
Let's be clear, I'm not a mean girl.
Mean girls are petty.
Don't jump across the sofa.
Coaching space got weird. People money got funny.
Your audience will prove to you how much of the boss of you they really are when they stop paying you money. Yep. You never know what people are dealing with.
Every last one of my baby daddies left me and my kids for dead. I was in a damn roach infested apartment. All of my clients had money. And I didn't have any.
Mm-mm. We got to talk about it.
This is my first husband, but my third baby daddy.
That, wait a minute now.
Why I always leave them in after the baby? Leave them before the baby.
There is a hurt little girl has been fighting her whole life.
I'm a broken mess.
You are on the journey of discovering your self-worth. Healing Candace. I love it. Can we hug?
Of course.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie. And I am super excited to be here today. You guys know that I like to give you a fly on the wall perspective of all things entrepreneurship, but not just all things entrepreneurship. On Full Transparency, we like to talk to the people who are winning in their businesses right now in their industries. And I like to get transparent. I like to get very candid about how those wins are happening, the journeys that they're going through in their lives. And I have one of, I believe, the most transparent business builders that I'm connected to right now sitting on this couch with me. Y'all, I am so excited. Y'all know her as the six-figure chick, but I'm going to let Miss Candace introduce herself to the world. Like, yes. Tell people that you actually have a name.
I do have a name. So my name is Candace Holyfield, and then I got married, so it's Candace Holyfield Parker.
Yes.
But everybody knows me as six-figure spot chick. Because I've just been dominating in that spa space for the last almost 15 years, over a decade.
Yeah, I love that. So you're dominating in the spa space. Tell me what that means. So you have a massage therapy business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we do massages, facials, wax, mm-hmm. IV drips. And the domination came in 15 years ago. We didn't have influencers. We didn't have IG Live. We didn't have TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any black leaders to show us the ropes. I didn't have anybody to show me how to be on my spa.
Yeah.
But I was always a creative before mm-hmm. we knew what a creative was.
Yeah.
And I just opened up my business and I just had a bunch of ideas and it popped out for me and been popping for a long time.
Where are you located?
I am from Memphis, Tennessee, but mm-hmm. I live in Atlanta. I own the largest black spa community in the world. In the world.
When you say the largest black spa community in the world, does that mean like largest black spa locations or
no, the most members?
Most members.
So
okay.
So the spa, I tell everybody, real estate has its own world.
Mm-hmm.
Boutique owners have their own world. People mm-hmm. don't know that spa is a very, very big world. So I own one of the largest communities. So everybody in my community actually owns a spa.
Okay.
And I first started it was just for black people.
Gotcha.
But because of who I am now and I have partnerships with so many people, we got every race there, but it's still predominantly based more black members. So everybody has a spa and it's all around the world, the people that are in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we just teach marketing, team building, starting your product line. Hey, I ain't got no clients. How do I keep the clients I got? How do I do this? How do mm-hmm. I do that? And so I've been doing that since 2010.
I love that. Do you actually still own spas?
Yeah, so I just had a spa. I signed my lease. I do not like to do bad business.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened up the spa because the coaching space had got weird.
Okay.
And that's why I made a lot. I made millions of dollars in my spa, too. So I like, let me just be clear, everybody. You know, it's this stigma that people are teaching things that they really didn't make money from that thing. So I made millions of dollars with my hands from my spa.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got in the coaching space, I really made a lot of more money because it was I could service more people.
Yeah.
And so I just thought I always needed to have a spa to be a spa coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I have kept my spa all this time. And so the coaching space got weird. People money got funny.
Girl, the coaching space got weird.
It got weird. So mm-hmm. I went back. I had my spa in Memphis, super successful, and my lease was up. I gave it to my friend. Mind you, I helped all my friends make $1 million in this space as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her my location because I'm like, I don't need it anymore. I'm a six-figure spa chick. And then when the coaching space got weird, I went back to what I know. I know how to go operate a spa. I mm-hmm. still know how to do services. Opened up my spa last year, quit the first month in there. I was like, this ain't for me. Mm-hmm. I can't be in here for no $99. I can't be in here for no $300 for the hour. The client's late. They rescheduling. I was like, I can't do this. But I didn't want to do bad business, so I kept my lease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rented out the space to other spa owners who needed a space but could not afford to get into a contract and pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept it for a whole year. I lost $20,000 on that project. So I just moved out of there right before I went to Africa. I moved out. And then now I just partner with one of my lead estheticians. She's one of my success clients as well. She's doing 30K months with her spa solo esthetician. I partner with her. So that's what we send everybody to her actual location.
Yeah. You know, I find it really interesting. And people aren't wrong when they have been accusing coaches of teaching something that they don't do, mm-hmm. right? People aren't wrong
mm-hmm.
because I see it. I'm a business coach and I help a lot of people get started in business. And Candace, you wouldn't believe how many people come and say, oh, I want to be this kind of coach. And I'm like, great, tell me about your experience.
Exactly.
And they don't have any. It's just like a bunch of theory or they read books or it was like, you know, a hobby, something that they're interested in. And I won't bring them on as a client.
Right.
But there are legitimately people who have done a thing.
Exactly.
And what I want the world to understand, what I want anybody who sees this conversation to understand is we have the right to evolve. Right.
Exactly.
We have the right to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the whole point of what it used to be, the whole point of the beauty industry turning into the education industry,
right.
specifically in your area, but it doesn't matter if it's trucking or mm-hmm. fashion or whatever.
You know, I did that too.
Trucking?
Chicks with trucks.
Chicks with trucks.
Made a lot of money. My husband has been a truck driver for almost like 15 years.
Mm. Well, the whole point of education coming on the tail end is to have like a next step.
Exactly.
Or that beauty pro or that industry expert who no longer wants to use their hands, who exactly. no longer wants to do the labor. And so I think it's important for those of you who are watching it because somebody's going to hear this and they're going to say, how's she the spa chick? And she's not really in her spa anymore, right?
So I'm still there. So we still, I sponsor spa lounges around the country every week.
Mm.
Like we just did the Notorious B.I.G. They just did his museum. We were there for the pre-lunch. We did the spa lounge.
Okay.
So I'm still there, but I'm not necessarily touching anybody. But if I have to touch somebody, like we did Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Girl,
for Super
Bowl? I had to touch some people. I did a spa lounge and multiple celebrity events throughout Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I did a celebrity gifting suite because we all have products.
Mm-hmm.
I had to actually touch some people at Super Bowl because the team, it was too overwhelmed. The line was too long. Too many people wanted. So I'm still very hands-on. With
how do you get an opportunity like that?
For Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. You just pay.
Oh.
You just, you know somebody or you, depending on who your connections are, who you, you know, got, they want you to come and you can sponsor and you don't have to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they don't know you that well yet. You want to be a part of it. They got a price line attached to it. So I serve my way and I pay my way. So it depends on what it
say
is.
Say that, Candace, because there's a lot of you. We got these articles mm-hmm. and these features and even these major platforms and podcasts that people are getting on.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, the people who are watching this, they're like, man, how do I get on there? How do I get on Full Transparency yes. or Social Proof or Earn Your Leisure, Breakfast mm-hmm. Club, things like that? And a lot of times, you know, the exposure requires an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you said that because what there is mm-hmm. is a lot of people who pretend like they necessarily earned their way mm-hmm. into certain rooms. Right. And sometimes you can just pay right. your way to get into some
and
of
I'm
these
real
rooms.
Big on earning my way. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to be on your podcast. I wanted to do things with Shane. I'm like, I just want to earn. Because I feel like, not I feel like, I know
yeah.
that I'm really out in the community, really working. I'm still on the ground. I'm really helping people. People's lives really being changed. So I think it's a matter of these platforms we want to get on. These people have to know us, or somebody got to vouch for us of who we are and what. When Dave did his, that many people tagged me. Mm. Girl tried to get on Dave for years. He won't study me. That many people tagged me and said I was doing good things. So people got to see your value. And if yeah. they don't, but you want the opportunity, just pay. Mm-hmm. If you got the money to pay. That way, you still get what you want at the end of the day. So yeah. some things I get for absolutely free. And mm-hmm. let me be clear, it's not free. I earned it. I worked to get it. And then some things I just cut the check and pay for. Because Super Bowl, I didn't know not one person mm-hmm. who I did activations with during Super Bowl. I didn't know a soul. Mm. The only person I did know was Dr. Nikki. I knew her, but I still, and hers was a nonprofit. It was amazing. It was all the women up. It was sponsored by Microsoft. So I gave her, and she didn't ask me for the sponsorship, mm-hmm. but I know what she's doing. I gave her the money on my own, but she didn't ask me for a dollar.
Yeah.
And that one was phenomenal. It was at Shaq's Playhouse. Women of NFL was there. Women of the NBA was there. Mm-hmm. People who made Xbox was there. It was amazing. So we did massages for them and the gifting suite. So that one would have been free. I gave the money because I believe in what she's doing as well. And I know it costs money to do these things.
Yeah.
And I was in a position to give it. And then mm-hmm. the other events, I didn't know them people. They was like, it costs this. Mm-hmm. And I paid it. But it was phenomenal for myself and my team.
Yeah. I'm listening to you, Candace, and I look at you and you're always so full of purpose. You have such a huge personality.
I do.
And when you think about, when I think about people who I know in the spa space, it's usually very calm mm-hmm. and very relaxed and everybody mm-hmm. talks like this. And so you stick out, you stand out in this industry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Talk to me about your journey. Like, I know there had to be some challenges coming into the industry. You don't necessarily fit the mold because you can hear you coming 5 miles right. away. And I didn't know that you were from Memphis.
Memphis, yes.
Yeah, one of my favorite groups of all time, rap groups of all time. Who you think it is?
Is it 8 Ball MJG?
8 Ball and MJG.
Because I know Donnie.
Because you know me.
Can't get that answer wrong.
8 Ball and MJG. Now that I know, things are lining up and it's starting to make so much sense. Mm-hmm. But talk to me about your journey into entrepreneurship. Like, what were you doing before you were the spa boss?
I did multiple things. I went to college. I only did associate degrees, girl. I was quitting it too. I'm like, this really ain't for me. So I got an associate degree in science, associate degree in business. I was in the food industry for over 13 years. Anybody listening, you work in the food industry, you will get stuck there. Because you get money every day. You getting tips every day. No schooling is required. You know, some days you can make $300. My daughter is a bottle girl. My own daughter is stuck. And she is a bottle girl, but she can go in and make $1,000 in a night. She's young. She's 20. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal to a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. So I was in the restaurant space over 13 years. I was stuck there. I did home loan officer because one of my best friends became a broker, so I was doing the home loans for her. I was doing wholesaling and real estate before it was a thing, before we had social media. I had a cleaning business. My grandmama had a cleaning business. I know how to clean up really good. Mm-hmm. Had a cleaning business, but I would be stuck in it. I would never leave my restaurant job. I did medical assistant. I was lab manager over a clinic. Mm-hmm. So, but I never was like making like money what I would say to be money now.
Yeah.
But I always was loud. They always said I talk too much. Mm-hmm. Those things, even when I was in elementary, they was like, Candace is so smart, but she talk a lot. So I would just been talking a lot. Now I just get paid to talk, thank the Lord.
Yes, so all
of those things, I was doing all of that before I ever got into spa space. And then, of course, I had my actual spa where I was just a massage therapist, just doing services.
Yeah.
And then it grew. Once I moved to Atlanta, I became six-figure spa chick.
Yeah.
Because all of my clients had money, and I didn't have any. They had six-car garages, and cars was in the garages. And every week, hey, Candace, come to my penthouse in Buckhead. Oh, no, Candace, I need you to come to this house. Or if they got the side chick, can you go do her? This baby, when I tell you. And that's when I figured out I was missing something. Mm. And that's how it became.
There's more.
I was like, I got to learn how to make money with my mind and not my hands.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I'm going to do a study one day. I want to do a case study because I'm listening to all of your experience. And much of what you said you did, I did. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to own a cleaning business in college. Mm-hmm. I had, what do you call it, clothing boutiques mm-hmm. and real estate. Mm-hmm. I was a mortgage loan officer. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm starting to wonder, is there any correlation between those particular career paths? Because I talk to a lot of people who did that. The one correlation that I see amongst us all is that we were involved in some type of sales.
Yeah.
Very early
in
life.
I'm a master salesperson.
Master.
But do you know everything that I just said I did, it wasn't because of me.
Tell me more.
Like, I had the cleaning business because my grandmama had a cleaning business. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I know how to clean up good because my grandmama. I did the home loan officer because my friend was a broker and she was making money and she needed help. Mm-hmm. All those things were because of somebody else. It was never because of me. It wasn't because of my own destiny.
Mm, so how did it become a part of your own
because
destiny?
I chose massage because of me. It wasn't because of anybody else. I didn't know nobody who was a massage therapist. I remember in Memphis, where I'm from, when I was going to school for that, everybody said, why would you pick that and you're not going to make any money? Every single person told me that. Them same people, I done gave them money and gave them loans.
And probably a massage.
And a massage. So I picked it for me, and I think that's why God just lined those stars up, because that was my thing, and I picked it. Even being six-figure spot chick, nobody told me to pick that. I picked it, and I feel like that's why this thing, I've been doing it over a decade, and this thing made me $1 million, and this thing made me a celebrity in the spot world, because it was my thing. Those other things didn't work for me. They weren't my things. I was just doing it because who I knew or what I knew.
Mm-hmm. Growing up in Memphis, though, and even journeying into Atlanta, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people's kind of crutch that they're leaning on, I don't want to even say excuse, but it is an excuse, but the crutch that they're leaning on is like, everybody's telling me that this idea doesn't work, right? This isn't going to work. You're not going to make any money doing that. Mm-hmm. And you got people in your ear telling you, don't get into this spa stuff, these massages, like, mm-hmm. you're not going to make any money. Mm-hmm. How did you know, I'm going to push through this anyway?
So I always tell everybody, my mind is so powerful. Once I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And so I really was going to go for nursing. And I was just going to go for nursing because it's a respected thing. It's long term. Mind you, I'm coming from the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do something more long term, something, you know, that's an actual career. And so I was going to do nursing. But when I got there and they was like, oh, it take 2 years. Oh, it take. I'm like, girl, I need some money today. I'm broke. Mm-hmm.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The school told me about massage because I had to take a test. And so when they came back with my results, they said, you can take any program we got. And she said, but the massage is the only one you can have a business the day you graduate. I said, oh, let me try it. I had never even had a massage before I went to the school.
What?
Girl, you have to get a massage the first month as a student. I got a massage.
Changed everything.
I said, oh, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And I went crazy with knowing I was going to have my business, knowing I was going to massage. I mean, I've massaged over 15,000 people.
With your own two hands?
My own, probably more than if I really, I ain't not counted the last since I retired in 2017, because I still touch people here and there, but I massaged over 15,000 people. So I just was like, I'm going to do this. And I just put my mind to it, and I just went full-fledged. I used to have to walk to school. I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had just had a baby. My baby daddy was crunk on me, child. Ooh.
Crunk on you.
He was so crunk on me. I had to leave him. I was like, why I always leave him in after the baby? Leave him before the baby.
Leave him before the, thank you.
Oh.
Leave him before the baby becomes a thing.
Leave him before you ever get pregnant.
Yes.
So he was crunk on me, and I knew when I left him, I knew I wasn't going to have nothing. I knew I wasn't going to have nothing when I left him, but I had to choose myself and my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I was flat broke, no car. I moved into an apartment, got in there, it was roach infested.
That's what I want to get to because,
oh my gosh.
Yo, when people say flat broke,
girl,
but they were still able to do stuff, like when I say flat broke, like I'm talking about flat broke. I'm talking about like we didn't have running water in the house, like pouring gallons of water in the toilet just to flush it. You know what I mean?
I never got that broke.
I'm like, that's what I mean. So when I'm, and I'm saying this because somebody watching this, they flat broke.
Oh,
and they like,
I'm on my third life.
What you mean?
I got broke three times.
Okay.
So I'm on my third life. The mm-hmm. last time I got broke, it wouldn't be considered regular people broke though. Like I see I had like $300,000.
Okay. So yeah, but that's, you know what I mean?
I mean, but if you making $1 million, you get down to $300,000, you like, what we doing here?
What are we doing?
I mean, you got to do payroll. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. We doing first class flights. We think we all did. Mm-hmm. Chow.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got down to that $300K, baby, I was like.
Started panicking?
Not panicking. I was just like, I was so burnt out. I couldn't make money anymore. I couldn't think to go even perform and make money. Even though I could think for all my clients, help them make $1 million, do this and that. At that moment, I was so burnt out.
When was this?
Last year. I had thoughts of suicide three times last year.
Because of money?
Not because of money, because I was just like, I can't think. And so me, I am the thinker for everybody, for my family, for my friends. I am the thinker. Mm-hmm. That's just, I'm the genius.
Mm-hmm.
I figure it out. I'm the problem solver. And I feel like I got people pulling me, you know how people say, I got people pulling me in 100 ways. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like to let people down. So if somebody call me, Candace, can you do this? Especially if I, you know, I want to keep this relationship going. I want to, yes, I can do it when I don't have the mental capacity to do it. I'm that tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me to go through therapy that whole year to get to this point now where I'm able to say, I cannot do it, but I would never say no before to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to a place where I was so burnt out. I was carrying my whole team on my back. They was going through things that I didn't know about because they said they can't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know anything. So when everything just hit the fan, mm-hmm. it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And I just could not think. And so I had to take I set out for like maybe 6 months and went through therapy and did all inner work and personal work. And I came back. September was like my coming back when I did my spot. I've done my spot expo before, but that one, my team wasn't there anymore. My friends wasn't there anymore. It was just me and brand new people, and it was the most epic and best one I ever did in 5 years.
Wow. So mm-hmm. you start coaching. You're going through. When did you make your first million?
2019.
And mm-hmm. you made that from the spas?
I would say from the spa, but it was combined. So I was heavy in network marketing. I was doing 60K months just from network marketing.
Okay.
The girl was getting her money.
Girl was getting that money.
I was doing 60K a month just from network marketing. Had the spas, had my coaching as well, and I was doing events for spa pros though. So it was a combined effort of money.
Okay. So you make your first million in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and then 2020,
we
got a stimulated economy, so people are spending money. They're luxuriating in all mm-hmm. the things. 2021, you make a good amount of money.
Another million.
What happens, though, like, what was the mistake that you made to go from making all this money to now you're at $300,000?
No, that's just, so I quit working. That's why I was at $300,000.
Okay, so this is what you have saved.
I quit working. I quit working, though, because something happened between me and my team. And my team, they once were my clients, but they became my friends over the 7 years. I had the same team for 7 years.
We got to talk about it. Mm-mm.
Ooh.
We got to talk about it because, listen, I have hired people from within the community.
I'm gonna cry talking. I'm not healed from this situation. It happened.
Can we talk about it?
No, we can talk about it, but I'm gonna need a tissue
because
this was my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they was going through things. I didn't know they was going through them. But all I know is, like, what's y'all numbers for the month? So if I have the community and they're making 30K, 50K months, I'm thinking everything is good. Mm-hmm. But other things were happening in the background that I knew nothing
like,
about.
Like, what are these things?
I still don't know to this day. I don't know. And I don't want to, because I've been in therapy, I don't want to bash them again. Like, I'm so transparent. When mm-hmm. everything happened, I went on social media and went off. Because when everything happened, they saying whatever they saying. So I got to come in like, girl, I'm breaking my back so we can eat and make this money and be these amazing people and do this stuff that we doing. So first, my first reaction is to fight. That's just my first reaction. To
fight?
Yeah. No, so not geez. Like, not like,
to defend you, like, yourself, to defend
but
your name.
But it's a fight. It's yeah. a fight mode. Like, that's my first defense. And so I'm real vocal. Everybody know me. I'm real vocal on social media. Mm-hmm. And so when everything happened, and one person saying this, I got to come on social media and be like, that's, if somebody say I'm not, the thing that hurt me the most in the whole situation when somebody said I wasn't paying them.
Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is, that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up. Send me the text. I'm looking for it now.
I bust my ass mm-hmm. to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
That killed me. And then she put me in a depression.
Mm. So it sounds like in your business, on your team, you had like a couple of cancers on the team. Like people who were talking. Because that's
not
that's
even
the thing.
Cancer. So they wasn't talking. They was talking amongst the team.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's what the cancer so the, is so on the your team, team.
The team knew each other's personal problems. I didn't. I was like, oh, you doing 30K a month? You doing 50K a month? You can live. Mm-hmm. You doing very well. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew. And so I didn't know
you're thinking everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've put your friends in a position to win.
Right.
You put your clients mm-hmm. who turn friends in a position to win.
I didn't know their personal problems to that extent because I'm always in work mode. I'm another person who I've learned through therapy. I do one thing, what's the next? Mm-hmm. One thing, like, girl, I spent 30K on Super Bowl. From Super Bowl, I done did boom, but I ain't stopped yet. Mm-hmm. That's just how I operate. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't operate in that capacity. So they had personal things going on that I didn't know about. They had things just with me and my leadership style that I did not know about. But I feel like I helped them make so much money and we really do love each other. They just stayed in there, but nobody never told me the things that I needed to know to keep our ship sailing. Mm. So when that ship came to a halt, like when we hit an iceberg, I broke down. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been doing everything for us. You know, of course they doing what they doing. They're adding, but I'm the captain of the ship. I broke down. I could not think. Mm-hmm. My stomach was hurting. I wanted to kill myself. My money stopped. I stopped taking clients. And I lost so much money that would have been generated. Mm-hmm. It was a lot going on last year. And to make it even more crazy, my husband quit his company.
While all of this stuff is happening.
Because mind you, I'm the girl that always got it together. Mm. So my husband, he said he never wanted to be an entrepreneur. He said he did that for me. And he did it for 3 years. He said he was horrible. Mind you, he was making very successful, making money. He was like, Candace, this entrepreneur not for me. And he was like, and at the time when he quit, I still was popping. I still was making the honey cake.
Did he quit and go back to work?
Child. He quit when I was making a lot of money. I always told him, because I see other women and it'd be like, they're men. Oh, this is my manager. Or like yeah. they work together. So I travel so much and I was newly married. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, you can come work for 6 figures by chick. Boom, boom, boom. Because I'm rolling in the dough. I'm paying everybody else anyway. Mm-hmm. You can come work for me. You can come do this and that. But he never did it. So the time he finally got ready to quit, he's like, you know, I can just help you with what you need. And at the time I was still popping. Money was still coming in. I was like, okay. And then everything kind of just went downhill. So at that time, his income stopped.
Yeah.
And my income stopped. And it was bad. And I didn't find out until this year that he said he had a suicidal thought. Because he real into God way more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mad at God. I'm like, God, what's going on here? I'm your strong soldier. I get everybody. I do everything. But he wanted me to see a totally different picture during that time last year. And so my husband now, he has a job. And do you know this man so happy?
Working his job.
Girl, this man so, I'm still trying to figure it out. He be sleep snoring. I be woke.
Yeah. I'm up working.
Honey, I'm up thinking about what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure the team. This man is so happy working a job. And he's still in trucking. Baby, he is happy. I'm over here. I tell you, I'm still stressed.
That's a real thing, though, Candace. Like, I know so many entrepreneurs. I have a few clients that I'll check in with my clients, like my older clients that I've offboarded. And they're like, yo, I had a big year, but I can't stay in this entrepreneur thing. Like, it's not about just the money. Like, when you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, you can't just think money. There are so many other factors.
But it's lifestyle. Like, the lifestyle. When all this stuff happened, I started looking at places to get a job.
You did?
Hell yeah.
You were about to go back to work.
I was like, let me go get a job, right? Let me just look and see if I can be somebody marketing director, because I'm a genius at marketing. Let me just see if I can go be some Bible sale, anything, okay? Yeah. I started looking. And I was just like, I can make this in a day, what they want to pay me for the year.
Is that why you went back into network marketing?
No, I was doing, before the bad stuff happened with everybody, I was already in network marketing, but I wasn't for real about it.
Okay.
And let's be clear, too. My friend that I'm no longer friends with, that I love, by the way, and that I still pray for to this day, I only got into network marketing for her because she was into it and she believed in it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, somebody else tried to recruit me in the same company she was in that I respected and admired and who I would want to be with. And I was going to tell her yes.
Okay.
But the friend in me, I said, I can't join with her. But my friend never asked me to join with her, by the way.
Okay.
She never asked me.
You just said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm your friend.
Because the other person asked me, though.
Yeah.
That I admired, who I looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I would do it with her just because she asked me so I can be with her and, you know, stuff. She was already a big deal. And I was like, if I do it, I got to go do it with my friend. Mm-hmm. And I did it with my friend because I have a whole community of thousands of spot pros. We went straight to the top and everybody on top of us went straight to the top. Mm. And then we left that company. And then my friend was like, I really want to get back into network marketing. I wasn't thinking about network marketing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm thinking about going with Obley, or who you thinking about going with? And so we started looking around. And so when we started looking around, I was like, I want to go with Obley because it's brand new. And it's, you know, ain't no big people there yet. And so I chose to go with Obley.
Got you. Candace, I don't want to skip over the fact. I don't want to skip over that piece of your journey, though, where you're at the top of your career. And then you've got like some stuff happening and team, and they got rumors and gossip, and literally your business fell apart from the inside out.
Oh, definitely.
From the inside out.
Definitely from the inside out.
Yeah. So you got your business falling apart from the inside out. Your husband is no longer bringing in an income.
Mm-hmm.
You have how many children?
Three.
You have three kids.
But my husband got two kids that he has always had custody of since the day I met him.
So y'all have five kids.
Mm-hmm. But two of them grown, thank the Lord. But we still help them.
Child. So you have five other lives that you're responsible for.
Plus payroll.
Plus you still have payroll.
Still got a spa.
You still have a spa. You still have expenses. You still have bills. You have all these things now piling up. Like, your business is still as though coming to a crash halt, like breaks, period. What's the first step? Like, you're going through this depression, you get therapy. How do you rebound from that?
So the depression came because the depression came from grieving a friendship loss.
Okay.
I know how to make money.
Because you didn't build your whole life around this business.
No, the business is my life.
The business is your life.
So I had called in a therapist to talk to my friends because I didn't want it to go to the left, because I'm like, I still love them. I think they love me. I called in a therapist. We would have 4-hour sessions. And one day my friend told me everything she wanted to tell me. Our whole 7-year friendship, girl. And I was like, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I'm glad, you know, you was able to say that. And I think and mind you, the breakup with my one friend came over network marketing.
Mm.
she wanted to go with some people we was with before because she said she missed the energy. I said, energy costs money. Mm-hmm. See, nobody don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. Energy costs money. Sprinters, going out to dinners, doing events, getting clothes, that's money. We ain't in that space right now. We in grind mode right now because the coaching world is different.
Yeah.
We can't go do all that flashy stuff. And I don't do lifestyle marketing, by the way. I don't show my car, bags. I don't do that type of marketing. We in grind mode right now. Mm-hmm. So the energy not there until we make enough money to go and create it again.
Okay.
And that's how I got into depression. Because I was like, do what makes you happy. And she decided to go with them and go with that company. Who was already in another company. That's how I got depressed. Mm. And that made me think that I'm always getting used and abused. I'm working so hard. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And nobody sees the bigger picture. And again, now that I've been in therapy, that took me back to rejection. Why do I think I got to be this high achiever? Why do I think I got to fix everybody's problems? Why do I think everybody got to go with me? Why can't I just be okay with her going with them? That brought the depression on.
Do you know why you... Everybody has to kind of march to the beat of your drum.
Because I'm signing the fucking checks. Mm. Until a motherfucker sign me a check, this is what it is. Don't nobody sign me no checks.
But you got an emotion attached to it, though.
Because those are my friends. That's why.
Yeah, but this business, you're cutting the check to your friends.
But guess what? That's why I would never do business with my friends again.
That's what I want to know. So how have you had to adjust?
So I had to get a brand new team. They piss me off every day. Some of them getting fired. I don't know when it's going to air.
Oh, my God.
I don't know when it's going to air.
This is going to air in 2 weeks.
Yeah, some of them getting fired. They last month will be April.
Ooh, why? Okay, let's go through that. You got to adjust. You're firing some team.
Yeah, so I had to get a brand new team.
Okay.
So I did that. Heavy in therapy, man. Heavy in therapy. Heavy into just spiritual God. Like, why is this happening to me? Trying to understand how God works the way he works. Because I'm just like, I've been popping. Like, how this happening to me? If this the God that we serve and we supposed to be in abundance, how this happening to me? How am I crumbling and falling apart? I could not see the bigger picture. So I had to start reading the Bible, going to church, looking at everything I could see. My husband is a prayer warrior. If I say I want to kill myself, that man would drop down on his knees and start praying for me. Mm-hmm. If I say it again, he going to pray longer. Mm-hmm. So he helped. My therapist built me a prayer closet in my house. I was sleeping in my prayer closet trying to figure out what was going on. And it took me months. But she told me that I did not surrender. I said, I did. And one day I could not find my passport, girl, to go to Cabo. I tore my whole house apart. That's the day I surrendered to God. The day I could not find my passport. I was like, I got to get out of here. I need to go to Cabo, the place. That's one of my safest places. I've been everywhere around the world. Cabo is my favorite.
Cabo is
I could not find my passport. She said, why do you think this is happening? My therapist. Why do you think this is happening? I said, I don't know. She said, you still ain't surrender. He going to keep you in this until you surrender. And it took me 9 months to figure out what surrender even was. And I feel like when I figured it out, he opened up the gates for me all over again. Mm-hmm. So I had to stay with my therapist, my spiritual advisors, and just do what they say. And I also had to become a different person. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm surrendering. I won't cut. You know, I'm transparent. I'll cut somebody out. I'm not going to cuss anybody out.
Candace, are you a mean girl?
I'm not a mean girl. I'm a mean woman.
You're a mean woman?
Let's be clear.
Let's be clear. I'm not a mean girl.
Mean girls are petty.
I'm a mean woman.
Mean girls are petty. I'm a mean woman.
What's the difference?
I've been mean my whole life. It's not something that I just... Like, when you say mean girls, like, I ain't going to walk out of her den and I'm talking about you in the bathroom.
Okay.
Or doing some petty stuff.
Okay.
I'm just mean, period, because it was my defense mechanism. Yeah, I'm a mean woman. It's my defense mechanism.
I've never picked up on you being mean. You
never experienced it. When my friend read me, she was like, you're mean. You talk crazy to people. I said, I never did it to you. I said, I never did it to you. So it's just a defense mechanism that I got to come in and be this authority. And it came from my daddy being on crack my whole life. My daddy wasn't there. Me not making my mama proud yet because I didn't achieve the thing that she thought
she wanted for you.
That, so I got to be this. That second baby daddy did a freaking number on me. He did a number on me, baby, that I'm still got wounds 15 years later. Mm-hmm. And from that second baby daddy, my son's father, mm-hmm. I put a crown on my head. It would never come off. Mm-hmm. And I walk in with authority. I walk in like this. You're not going to disrespect me. I am the head BIC in charge. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm still smart. I know how to be the Indian and the chief. I can't be that in every room I walk in. Mm-hmm. But in my company, in my community, in my culture, this is how it's going to be. And it took me to go through therapy. I have a brand new cup. We pray now. I'm nice now. I never will hug people. I'm hugging people. I'm being empathetic. I'm thinking before I speak. So I had to change not only myself, but I had to change the culture of my brand. And I just had to reinvent myself. So now I'm on my third life.
You definitely hesitated to hug me when I came in here.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hesitate. I wanted to hug you.
Okay.
I didn't know you was a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah, and then
I
got
up. You better get up and hug me.
No, because I had to see what your energy was feeling like. And then when I got up and I hugged you because I didn't know what your energy. So I'm kind of checking the energy space.
Oh, no, you're in a safe space.
Yeah,
you're
I was just checking.
This is nice girl room in here. Yeah. Nice girl, nice woman. It's good energy in here.
And then I got up and I hugged you. I'm like, let me see Dunny energy. Because to me, you spicy. Okay. So I didn't know what I...
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm telling you, I was looking at all your interviews. I was looking at how you dressed. I was looking at the questions that you asked. Because I'm like, I don't know what Dunny finna come in here and
okay.
give out. So I checked the, you know, and then when you came in, you were smiling. I got up and I hugged you.
I'm pulling you on you. I ain't been spicy to you.
You ain't been spicy to me.
I ain't been spicy to you.
You is right. You is right. But I didn't, you know, I didn't know. So I'm like, let me check the energy. Like, this is personal. We be together around other people.
For sure. We're always in similar
We never be together around. I've never experienced just Dunny by Dunny self.
I got you.
I always experience you with other people.
I got you. So I have some question. I have a question about all of this. Like, I'm a mean woman and this is where it comes from.
I'm better now.
I'm a healed
woman now.
Okay.
I'm not healed, healing, because it's a process.
Even in that process, though, in that place of, like, I don't think I'm mean. I think I'm firm.
That's what I say.
No, that's not what you just described.
I'm saying that because other people are going to be like, since I've changed, people have came up to me and said, Candace, I see the difference in you.
Really?
I had people come up to me and say when they left my community because I was mean.
That's where I want to go. Like,
yes.
This attitude, this chip on your shoulder that you're walking around with.
See, I won't say to me, though, it's not a chip. It's just a defense mechanism.
Okay.
So people don't play with me. I don't have a chip. I'm so humble, baby. I was humble before. I'm really humble. Baby, I'm really humble. Now every letter is capital in the word humble. Okay? I'm really humble now. So I won't say it's a chip on my shoulder. It just was my defense mechanism.
So with this defense mechanism that you know is a defense mechanism,
but other people
is like, yo, she a bitch.
But guess what? And this is another thing I tell everybody. I'm not mean unless somebody make me mean. So I'm not automatically coming in being a mean woman. It's when they trigger me and I got to put on my big girl panties and be like, don't play with me like that. Don't look girl me like that. Don't disrespect me like that. Oh, so it's not just I'm doing it automatically.
Do you meditate?
Yes, girl, I do the most.
I want to get on FaceTime with you in a 7-day challenge and just like breathe with you.
Oh, I do. I did a thing called Nurture with Latonya Taylor from Ayana Fix My Life.
Okay.
And my other therapist, my psychologist. Baby, I got a psychologist, Dr. Tina. It was a 30-day program called Nurture, changed my life.
Yeah.
So no, I meditate. I used to be in Coach Stormy meditation. I had to pick between Coach Stormy and Morning Meetup. I was like, ooh, would you want, because they at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in meditation for a long time. Now I do it by myself because I understand how powerful it is. So no, I meditate. I be in my prayer closet. I'm writing my prayer journal. I'm setting the tone for my day. And I'm now knowing that I don't have to put up this defense mechanism immediately. And even if somebody do something to me, I don't have to put it up. Just practice emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence. I'm going to like read the book.
I'm a new person.
Emotional intelligence 2.0, because I'm going to tell you, a bad attitude runs the money away every single time.
Oh, I lost money. I will cut. If somebody say something about me, I'm going on IG Live, tagging you, waiting on you to come on my live, and especially when it's a lie. When it's a lie and I know I ain't did it wrong, I'm coming to cut your head off. That's how I used to be. Now I don't do anything.
You know, if I'm going to be honest, I think I remember seeing some of that.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people seen
that. I remember seeing some of that. And I'm like, yo, there was a point where I'm like, yo, how is this girl in business?
A lot of people
like,
seen
it. Like, how are you in business?
You want to know how I'm in business?
Yes.
What I do on the back, nobody know. How I pay mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
How I give people their down payments. How I get people cars out of repo.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, I'm like, you know, Ghost from Power, like he did a lot of bad things.
But he was good on the back. back end.
He was good on the back end. And they were trying to get people to testify against him, but nobody want to do it. Mm-hmm. That's why.
That's why.
Nobody don't. That's why when somebody lie on me or say, oh, she didn't pay me. Girl, I would chop your head off.
I would know.
Or somebody trying to, but I don't do any.
But we're growing now.
I promise you, I just seen a post from somebody maybe a week ago, and it triggered me. I had just left the last bath in Ghana, like talking to the ancestors and praying. And I saw that post soon I got on social media, and I almost got triggered to go back to the old mean Candace. Mm-hmm. I said, God, watch over her and keep on guiding me so I don't go back to the old me. And I left it at that. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Because everybody got their side of the story of things that happened.
I believe that we all have our own version of toxicity inside of us.
Oh,
right?
I was very toxic, child.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Publicly. I'm like, publicly.
It sounds like it. No, but I think that we all deal with our own version of toxicity. Mm-hmm. For you, it was a bad attitude, this defense mechanism. It was this mean woman, right?
It was only bad when they made it be.
Well, I'm going to disagree.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody can make you do something.
That it's a trigger.
Isn't inside of you. Yeah.
I know it's in me. For the mean girl's telling me right now. I'm just working on
that. She's suppressed right now.
She's suppressed.
Yeah. So like I'm saying this because I used to say that like when I was younger, like, and I'm talking about 20s, I would pop off.
Yeah,
like it wasn't nobody who couldn't get it. Right. Yeah. And I'll never forget. I don't know if I've ever told this story on this platform, but I got into a fight and I was arrested.
Me too.
And this was my first time being arrested as a parent. Mm. And my daughter was like between the ages of 1 and 2. I don't really remember the exact age, but she's between the ages of 1 and 2. And I have to turn myself in. And my mom and her father bring me to turn myself in. And we're waiting, like, because, you know, it wasn't like, you gotta wait. It's mm-hmm. a process. So
we're
waiting.
I've been to jail before.
And I'm sitting out in the lobby with my daughter waiting for them to get ready to take me in. And I'm holding my daughter. And I'll never forget the cop comes out, or the person who processes you, the processing officer comes out, and he's like, you know, Denitra Wiggins, my full name. I'm like, yes, it's me. And he's like, we're ready for you to come back. And they take the cuffs out. And my mom is like, is this necessary in front of her baby? And they're like,
they don't care.
Well, the officer says, we'll wait until we get down the hall.
Oh,
and I handed my daughter to my mom and her dad. And everything about me at that time, I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, everything about me at that time was, and I'll do it again. Like, try me, mm-hmm. right? But that moment was like, I will never do this again. I gave my daughter to my mom and her father.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There, and the way she, like, called out and cried for me, mm-hmm. it was that for me that said, okay, you're not the person who's gonna pop off.
Exactly.
Like, this does not serve you. You are somebody's mom now, and it's not just about being the person who can shut somebody down.
Right.
Like, this is dumb.
Right.
This is stupid. This is ridiculous. And so I started on a journey. Well, okay, so in full transparency, it was court ordered that I had to start on a journey of. it was court ordered. I had to go through this court ordered anger management and all this, you know, this stuff. But when I was in this anger management, Candace, I was in anger management with people who, I was the only woman, and I was in there with people who had like committed real crimes, like murders and rape. Like, these are people who some of, they were coming out of prison and they had to go through this step before, you know, as a condition of their freedom. And I remember telling this woman who was officiating the class, like, I'm sorry, I think I'm in the wrong place.
Wow.
And she said, oh, no, you're not in the wrong place, because it starts with a bad mouth, and then it starts with a fight, and then it goes to a fight,
and you kill
and then
somebody.
You're going to mess around and take somebody's life. You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Never again. Like, that's what it took for me to, like, really change my ways. And I'm just giving you that story because I hope that what you experienced last year,
oh, no, I'm changed.
Was the pivotal moment for you.
It was.
Because it can get bad.
Oh, I'm very nice now.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't cuss nobody out.
Yeah.
I ain't cussing nobody out. I ain't responding to nobody. If somebody sends something to my DM, that somebody who I used to be, I don't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it changed me to the core.
Mm-hmm.
God showed me, you a big deal.
Yeah.
I got something else for you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about who said what. Don't worry about who lied. You don't got to be none of this.
Yeah.
Do you know when I pray, I say, God, let people see you in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new prayer.
The way that I've witnessed your community be so attached to you, that's evidence that there's a special calling on your life.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, there's a special calling on your life. And so we got to name this season. Like, this is, you said you were mean woman. Let's give this journey that you're on right now a name.
I call it Healing Candace.
Healing Candace. I love it.
That's what I call it. Healing Candace. Candace.
Like, for the last 2 years, one of my themes of how I live my life has been in pursuit of becoming my best self, like the best version of me.
That's good.
And so I'm sincerely trying. I'm not perfect.
Right.
You know,
none of us are.
I can hard stare you real fast. Like,
you got to rest in beach face.
You know, you still know, don't play with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But what you don't know is I'm going to let you kind of play because I don't have time to respond.
Like, somebody just, we went to a restaurant with a celebrity-owned restaurant. Horrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only two people in the restaurant. It was on a Monday. The old me, I just sent them a DM. I said, hey, I just want to let y'all know I'm here. It's not a good experience. I hope somebody see this message. And they replied back, I haven't listened to it yet. But that's the healing candidate. Somebody tried to play me with something else.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, I don't want to go back and forth with you. Whatever you say, that's what it is. That's just and another thing, too, I would say a part of this mean Candace, I saw my mama be the type of woman. Not necessarily me, but I think it was a defense mechanism for her. Because my whole life, I saw her go off on people. I saw, like, don't play with me. I will chop your head off. Mm-hmm. She will still do it to this day.
Yeah.
If my mama comes to an event with me, I'm like, mama, be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing wrong. Because she's haven't went through therapy yet. So I saw my mama be this strong person. You don't play with her. I will cuss you out. I will do this. I will do that. I saw her do that my whole life. And so I think that became a part of it as well. And then once my second baby daddy did that number on me, that's when I feel like I became like, and it, you know what? Not even mean, bitter.
Bitter.
I got a book called
that's
Bitter Plus Broke Equal Boss. I was bitter, and it made me more mean. So my second relationship, I got in with my third. This is my first husband, but my third baby daddy.
God, wait a minute now.
Child.
First baby daddy, second baby daddy, third baby daddy who was first husband.
Yeah, had a baby on me. So when I was with my...
Yo, here's what can I say something super real?
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump across this sofa. Okay? Don't jump across
the healing.
Sofa.
I won't jump across the sofa.
Because I fight back. You pull me out. Okay, look. Don't jump across the sofa, but... How the hell y'all mean girls get all these damn men?
Mean woman. It's a difference.
How do y'all mean women get all these damn men?
I'm a good... I tell everybody, and when I... on my third life, I apologize. I did a... because I'm super transparent. I did a live. I said, anybody that I have ever said something to you in the wrong way. I made you feel small. You feel like I was stepping on your toes. I say anything I ever did to anybody, I just want to ask you to forgive me because I am forgiving myself. And I said this. So it wasn't a mean girl thing. I was just, and so when I got with him, I was really mean with my first husband.
Was he a qualified man? Because sometimes I see men with women who, in my mind, don't deserve a relationship yet, right? But then I look at the men and I'm like, yeah, he wasn't really a quality man. He was an easy target.
I wasn't quality.
Right.
When I got with him, we both was working at a restaurant. And then I graduated massage school. So I was still... I was on his level at that time, and okay. He's not a bad man. I knew what I wanted. He was younger than me. Mm-hmm. I had broke up with my son, dad, but I gave that man hell because of what my son, daddy did to me, and that's when this virgin, the second virgin of my life, that's when that life started, when I took my power back from what my son, dad took from me, and I gave that man hell. It was my way or no way. And that's just what it was. And
so you regret that?
Which part?
Giving him that hell.
No, fuck no. I don't, no. I regret, not like my friends and everything they said, some of those things. And I apologize to them as well. Like, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. Even my new team. Like, if something happened and we have a meeting, I'm like, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. I didn't try. Like, I'm addressing it immediately. I'm apologizing immediately because it's a new healing candidate. So I don't regret that I gave him hell because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do in the marriage. What I do regret is that I was building my business. I was a first-time entrepreneur, and I was building my business, and I gave my business everything I had, and I neglected my marriage. So, and not saying it was still right for him to go out and have a baby on me, but he had free will to do what anything he wanted because I wasn't giving him no attention, no sex. I'm too tired. I'm tired.
So how did you end up with a second? Girl, I don't have a first husband.
A second husband?
How you got a second husband?
So how I get, and plus I'm 40-something, so I've been in
me too.
I've been in my relationships pretty long. So
yeah, me too.
I be with them.
But
like
I'm like, how on earth?
Because I, so for me, if I'm in a relationship, we in there 2 years, nigga, is you marrying me or not?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? Like, it's 2 years in. I do that with all my men. That's how I eventually left my son dad, because we talked about marriage, and he was like, okay, boom, boom, boom. And we never got married, and he was crunk on me. So I'm like, ain't nothing. And he had another baby mama, so he was with her. He was with me. I was his side piece, my second baby daddy. But I was the fun girl, and it's like I was his main girl because we was every holiday we together. We out of town together, and he never left her. They ended up having another. I think they had another baby. I think so. I was his side piece, but then he had a baby on her with me, and it was a mess. We never got married. He and really what cut the cake one day. He told me that she had a daughter and he could not let another man raise his daughter, so he could not leave her, the other baby mama.
Oh, wow.
He did a number on me, baby.
They never leave, though.
We see some of them that leave, but, you know, in most cases, they don't. So then I got with my dead husband because I always wanted to be a wife. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be a wife. And so the mistakes I made in my first marriage, that's how my marriage I'm in now, I've been with my husband now for going on 9 years. This how it make it be so amazing because everything I learned from the first marriage that I did wrong.
So you like your husband?
Love.
He likes you?
Better.
Better.
Better love me.
Yes. So being this alpha woman who has had some struggles with how you present yourself, you're this boss, your mom. I believe you have an excellent heart just because, and this is, I'm making that assumption based on the way I see your community love you.
No, it's facts. But sometimes the toxic can take over.
Sometimes that, but, and you're just getting to, you've been with your husband for 9 years and you're just getting to that point where you're moving on the other side of that.
This year.
This year
is like our first year. It's like we started all over.
Okay.
This is our first year.
So your husband also recognized, like, things need to improve. Like,
but he won't see it. Mind you, I'm alpha.
Is he alpha?
No.
Okay, so he's beta.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
I'm alpha, but I want him to be alpha.
Well, you can't make somebody something they're not.
Right. So I'm not trying to make him be that. He's never been. We both from Memphis. He from Memphis too. And okay. He from Orange Mound, Memphis. Mm-hmm. So he a different breed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
He's never been with a woman like me. When I got with him, I already was a multi six figure and I already had my spot. I was already a mean woman. I already knew what I wanted from a man. I already got this imaginary crown on my hand, on my head. Mm-hmm. I already knew all of these things already. Mm-hmm. So he's never been with a woman like me. When I think, if I'm not mistaken, when I got with my husband, I think he took his first flight with me. Mm. I don't think he ever had been on an airplane.
Okay.
So I changed his life and lifestyle. He changed my life in faith and mom and family and support.
You know, that's so important. The world would make you think that there's something wrong with a beta man, right? Mm. The world would make you think that the only desirable man is an alpha man. And there's something so special about a beta mm-hmm. man. And I'm only using these terms for people to understand because I hate the terminology. Like, you just mm-hmm. are who you are. Mm-hmm. But there's something so special, like you just said, like, this is a man who contributes to your growth. Mm-hmm. This is a man who pours into you, you know, spiritually.
And I feel like he was alpha in his other relationships because of who the woman was.
Yeah.
But here with me, I'm the alpha.
Mm-hmm. So he's had to make an adjustment.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely had to mm-hmm. make. Like, I'll do something. He's like, you didn't even talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, it took you a long time to make decisions. Then you're not used to this different type of lifestyle. If it was up to you, we would live here and we would only do this. But this is already my lifestyle, and it's the lifestyle that I want and that I built, and I don't want to go back away from it, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think he was alpha in the other relationships, but not alpha with me.
Yeah.
But I make sure that he know he's a king. I give him awards. I'm like, you're doing so well. You're doing everything.
Did you say you give him awards?
Reward? Yes.
Wait, can't. Hold on.
Yeah, I give my husband rewards.
Tell me what that looks like.
So
I mean,
so because he wasn't used to this type of lifestyle, mm-hmm. I eat out every day.
Okay.
Every day I eat out.
Okay.
He just started cooking maybe 6 months ago. Because mm-hmm. remember, he was a truck driver. He was going over the road. So mm-hmm. I'm working my business. We eat out. When I go to the restaurant, they be like, Candy, you want the usual? Because I got to get food for me, all the kids. I'm like, yep, give me the usual. So now that he's off the road, got a job, he comes home every day. And he's a homebody. Mm-hmm. So he had to learn with a woman that's making $1 million+ what my lifestyle is like. And he had to adjust to that. And he even told me one time, he said, I think I move too slow for you. And I think I'm not enough for you. I was like, you're everything for me. You what I've been missing this whole time. Like, I could either go get with a dope. All my dudes was dope boys. I'm from Memphis, right?
Okay.
I done did the dope boy who got all the money, but he gonna treat me like crap. I want the person who you're going to pay what you're supposed to pay here. I'm going to feel love. You not cheating on me. You helping me with the kid. This man is phenomenal.
I think this is important. Like, and I don't want to skip over it because when you're looking at women who are entrepreneurs, especially those who take the position of CEO, because mm-hmm. you can reposition yourself however you want, those are typically alpha women, mm-hmm. right? I am told that I am an alpha woman. I am definitely a leader. Mm-hmm. I'm a leader. I'm fine with making decisions. Mm-hmm. But for me, I also, I prefer a man who makes decisions, you know, as
he,
well.
He don't make decisions.
Yeah, I prefer
we're
a man
we're pushing
who,
him to get to, so like when I say a reward, let's say that, so like the year when everything bad happened, my birthday is the day after Christmas.
Mine's December 27th.
Oh, see, there's the energy.
There you go. That's the energy.
So my photographer birthday, December 27th.
Hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here. And I am so excited to announce my new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you. Every single week, direct mentorship for me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there.
I'm big on my birthday and Christmas. I've been spoiled my whole life from my mom. Mm-hmm. So my birthday, I want whatever I want on Christmas. And my birthday, sure, the same thing, same energy. So when everything happened last year, remember, he wasn't working. Mm-hmm. But I still know how to go pull a damn rabbit out of hat. Mm-hmm. I wasn't working either. I know how to pull a rabbit out of hat. Christmas was still done. Mm-hmm. So now that he's alpha in the household, he's alpha in the household space.
Okay.
That house, I don't got to worry about the bills. I don't got to worry about the kids. Like, he's very family oriented because he got custody of his kids. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a free parent. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. He ain't like that. If you say your stomach hurt, go to school. My head hurt, go to school. And then we got to go pick him up 2 hours later. They calling the nurse. I'm like, just let him stay home. So reward is because he got back on track, holding the house down, paying every bill. I can go travel. I can go do this. I don't got to worry about no bills at the house. I don't got to worry about the kids. I wanted to give him a reward for just getting himself back on track as a man so he can know you are a king. I see you. I mm-hmm. thank you. I honor you. So the reward was, I said, I'm going to, and he loves football. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to Super Bowl, and I would love to let you come. I'm going to pay for everything. He didn't have to pay for nothing at Super Bowl. I paid for it. And it was high. Everything was 10 times the price. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean when I say a reward. Mm-hmm. So I was like, he did. I did Christmas that year, but he did Christmas this year by himself. Mm-hmm. I ain't buy nothing. So he back in control. Every bill is paid. He working on his save. I'm like, hey, you got to have, like me, I will never go broke. So if I say I'm broke, it's not like a regular broke, like flat broke. I'm like, hey, get this in your account. Because, you know, he got a job now, so he ain't in control of his money, how I'm in control of my money.
Okay.
So that's the reward. I want him to see that I see what he's trying to do, even though I am the alpha. I want him to know that you are appreciated, mm-hmm. and I see what you're doing. This man will work all day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he said, I will never go without a job again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I want to reward him so he can know that I see his effort, mm-hmm. even though what he makes in a year, I can make in a day. I want him to know that I see his efforts. I want him to know that you are the yin to my yang. Mm-hmm. Everything I ever been missing in my heart. I can go get any nigga I want who got any car. All my old niggas been calling me too. They been calling your girl because your girl popping.
Candace, you know this is going on YouTube, right?
Like, I don't
care.
You know
this is going everywhere.
They was talking about me.
Who?
Baby, everybody. I'm from Memphis. When my second baby daddy, when we broke up, Memphis is small.
Wait, y'all, I just got to make sure you know that this is going everywhere.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
Okay.
I want people, and we only got a limited time here. Nobody, and we didn't talk all about my child. Nobody know what I went through to sit here right now.
What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that I don't care who counted you out. I don't care who did you wrong. Go reinvent yourself, baby. Put your crown back on. My baby daddy left me and my kids for dead. We were sleeping on the floor. I was in a damn roach infested apartment. My baby daddy, the biggest dope dealer in the city. We had nothing. I knew this man my whole life. We went to school together. He went on nigga I just met and said, I knew him my whole, and my mama told me, don't talk to him, by the way. Left me and my kids for dead. My first daughter, baby daddy, I promised you I was broke. My baby was trying to go to Six Flags. I said, call your daddy. He said, bitch, you ain't shit and you will never be shit. You think you all that. Nobody don't know what happened. This what this mean girl. It wasn't always a mean woman thing. Mm-hmm. It became. These are my own baby daddies, my own cousin who I felt like I was. When I started making money and my family, to them, if you say, oh, I made $1 million, they think that $1 million is mine. Do I got $1 million in assets and things now? Of course I can keep millionaire status, but that money ain't all mine. Mm-hmm. I could not do enough for my family. My baby, every last one of my baby daddies left me and my kids for dead. When my second baby dad and everything blew up with me and him, because you remember, I really was his side piece.
Yeah.
Oh, his baby mama went on Facebook. I went to her house and I've been to jail. Went to the house and knocked on the door. messed up. You talking about me and my son. You got me messed up. I know all your business. Because he told him, I was pillow talk. You got me messed up. I went through hell and back multiple times over. From my when I moved to Atlanta, I got flat broke. Mind you, I had a six-figure spa. My friend at that time was at the hair salon talking about me, how I was flat broke in the hair salon. People had to come back and tell me I was flat broke. My own mama told me, go get a job. You can't keep a man. Boom, boom, boom. I went through everybody tore me down to the ground. I had to mentally build this mind that I have now. And that's where that mean girl thing came from. I always was not that.
I'm listening to you, Candace, and I hear your journey. And I feel for you because there's so many parts of the story that's being left out. Like they're gonna judge you, right? But what I want to make sure people hear is there is a hurt little girl who has been fighting her whole life.
Yep.
And to me, I'm no therapist, but I be in therapy.
My therapy be telling me this.
It feels like, it sounds like there's this hurt, broken little girl who has been fighting to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, to be appreciated, to be good enough.
Yeah.
And now that you are in this space, like, God, y'all, it's so crazy. I didn't even expect this conversation to take this turn, but you never know what people are dealing with. We see the big personality, the loud, the smiling, the always in the room, the willing to invest in herself and do everything. Like, that's who you are on the internet. We see this boss. We see this woman who's leading a community of women who want to be you. They want to be you, Candace. Mm-hmm. And people have no idea what you've gone through. And now that you've reached this place, like, it took you losing it again. Like you said, you're on your third life. It took the destruction of your life, too, your second life, for you to say, now I understand there's more for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm excited because I feel like you are on the journey of discovering your self-worth.
No, and that's what my therapist said. She said, I never think I'm enough. That's what my therapist, we just had a meeting last week for 3 hours. She said, Candace, you have a self-worth problem. You missing blind spots. I feel like, do you not want to see the blind spots? My therapist just told me that last week. So it is very much true. And I know how you two chew people apart. I will come defend myself in the comments. I ain't worried. I'll be like, come join me on IG Live. We can talk about it. I ain't worried about that. Like, we don't even have enough time to sit here for me to go through every little detail of how I became a mean woman and how I'm now. I'm just nice. Anybody see me? I gave my followers over $1 million. But that ain't things we talk about all the time. You know what I'm saying? When I got money, I gave it away because I thought that was my duty. To give it away. Oh, give it to my followers. This person needs something. Oh, I just thought that was my duty. And them same people, when I don't do what they want me to do, go do a 3-hour Facebook Live on me. Bullshit you not. I was waiting on you. One of my old friends called me. And she said, I love you and I miss you. I said, I love you and I miss you. But I tell anybody, do an IG Live on me and try to destroy the only thing I got, my company. I will never talk to you again. That's the ultimate destroyal. And so when she just called me, I said, I love you. I still pray for you. I said, but you did an IG Live. I said, if you say that I did all those things to you, why do you still want to be my friend? Because you didn't tell the whole story. It's two sides. So these are the things that I deal with in the background, but I'm still giving. I'm still showing up. And it just opened up old wounds. The old wounds just keep on opening back up. And it keeps me in this space of, I got to be mean. So my therapist is helping me to know that I don't have to be mean. I don't have to react that way. That's what she's teaching me to do. And that's why everybody sees this new version of Candace, who's just nice and loving.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay that way. I'm a lot of self-control. It's going to stay that way. So people who don't know me and they just seeing it and they're going to say whatever, just watch me. The new me is going to only be good.
I don't even want them to watch for judgment. I want people to watch and understand that there are a whole lot of rich and broken people walking around.
Oh, definitely.
A whole lot of rich and broken people.
I just told somebody, I said, if I want to be a money-making doll, I'm going to make me $1 million in a month or whatever. I can go do that. I don't have the mental capacity to do it right now.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. I don't have the mental capacity to go make $1 million in a month or $1 million in a quarter. I don't have it right now. Like, I'm just going day by day, loving myself, loving my husband. Mm-hmm. Even things my kids have been saying that I didn't know, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make money because I built a business. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it. I got a man who can pay all the bills.
Yeah.
I'm going to be just fine. I got to fix me, my family. Me and my husband, we fix.
Okay.
So now I'm just fixing my kids, mm-hmm. what I did to them. Mm-hmm. I'm fixing them right now. Mm. And why I'm fixing myself. And I'm just, my leadership style is changed. My leadership style is no longer the same anymore. It's a different leadership style.
Yeah.
So I just changed my entire culture because I changed and I'm this new version of me. We even have a prayer coach in my community.
I love that.
They come and do 3-day prayers and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Dr. Cloud Hamilton. So yeah, we got a prayer coach.
Yeah. You are on this journey of repairing yourself, discovering your worth. And in this episode, I think the biggest resounding message, you know, because everybody tells their story, everybody mm-hmm. tells their journey, but I have to applaud you for being this open because people are afraid to expose the broken side of them. The side mm-hmm. that says, like, look, I made all this money. Money couldn't fix it. In fact, money multiplied more of what you were dealing with inside, mm-hmm. right? It revealed more
yeah.
because when you, it's different when you're feeling broken and you don't have anything that you're really pouring into right. other people.
Right.
But when you now are in a position to now financially, you're in a position where it's like, okay, it's almost like I'm buying my value with you, mm-hmm. right? I'm paying for this value with you. So I'm giving, mm-hmm. and then you still don't appreciate me. Now I'm going to blow up on a bigger level. Mm-hmm. I take the money away. I take the opportunities away. I mm-hmm. take access to things away. Mm-hmm. I put you in a position again to feel like you're not better than me. You can't hurt me, like all the things.
Right.
That's what's happening here. And I think this conversation is so important because there are so many people who think, I just need to get money and this will get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be further from the truth.
The more money I got, the worse it got.
Mm.
And another thing that when I, because I am transparent on my IG Live and different people who are of, you know, influence and made a lot of money, you wouldn't believe how many people who had my number either text me or send me a DM and was like, I just thank you for that live or saying it. Because I feel like when people feel like they're this in the limelight, they can't come in and say, oh, I lost $1 million or, oh, this happened. Or they won't dare go tell nobody, but they gonna tell everything good. They're not going to tell those things. So a lot of people reached out to me and was like, I'm praying for you. Do you need anything? And they was, I don't know if they was broke, but the money wasn't money and how it was money.
Yeah.
But they not going to get on social media and say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just got on there and said, I was like, I'll never forget this year in 2024 when I had my, I think it was like the first week of January, I had my first 10K day, right? Because I quit coaching.
Okay.
And I had my first 10K day. And I was like, I get excited about the little numbers now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can have one person pay me 10K. I'm like, I'm excited about just having a 10. Like, when I tell you God took me back to the very beginning and I'm on a new life, I'm excited when a $65 order come through. Mm-hmm. I'm excited with thousands of dollars. Every number excites me. Because I'm like, people. And then I had to go in and give me a whole new audience too, by the way, because I was so toxic with my old one. So those of them who liked me and I, you know, did things for them in the background,
yeah,
they're still there. They still love me. If you look at my post, I'd be like, thank you so much for being here. Those of you who are still here with me. Because a lot of people did leave. And I don't blame them. I was toxic. I was people don't want to be involved in stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to go get a whole new audience.
Yeah.
And now I'm training them on who I am. And
speak on that. Because I see a lot of entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They get on live, they make these posts, they get involved in these conversations, and they feel like, I can say what I want to say, I can mm-hmm. do what I want to do, nobody is the boss of me, and I'd be over there like, that's not true. Like, your mm-hmm. audience will prove to you how much of the boss of you they really are when they stop paying you money,
yeah.
right? Let's speak on that, because these ways, this boss B
yeah.
demeanor that yeah. you had, and this I can do what I want to do. I run this.
Mm-hmm.
You lost clients, customers.
No, I lost a lot. I lost over $1 million that was supposed to come in that did not come in. But luckily, I had that $300,000. Like, girl, I had 60. I sold an Airbnb. I sold one of my cars. I ain't messing with my stocks. I want to sell them so bad. But I was like, this is my saving grace. I want to tell you. So I had to build me a brand new audience, reinvent myself. And so because it's a brand new audience, they might not be ready to pay you 10K yet because they just met you and yeah. they don't know you yet. So I did the low ticket play. Mm-hmm. Hey, everything low ticket. Here go an ebook for $29. I'm doing this event for $49. So these people can like, learn and trust to know me. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason it slowed my money up, because there's a lot of brand new people who don't know me yet, and I can't just drop a 10K offer on people who've never met me yet. Mm-hmm. So I just went around speaking at so many events, doing things to build up a brand new audience. And so the people are just learning me now, and I'm doing if you're looking, low ticket can still make you $1 million.
Oh, for sure.
So, and I think some people, that when they get to a plateau and they've been, like, I've had a 10K coaching program, make 100K in a day and this in a day, people don't, they feel like they're going backwards, or they, mm-hmm. you got to do what you got to do at that moment to still make your money.
Yeah.
So right now I'm only doing low ticket. And another thing too about being a boss, I say I don't want to be the boss no more. The boss is pressure.
It is.
So I remember one of my mentors said, you need to open up your own network marketing company. I said, girl, I don't have the mental capacity. Let me work under somebody else's leadership, bring my gifts and my talent to support somebody else's vision, and still get paid. And that's what I'm doing over there with Courtney.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing. Let me just get my seat at her table, do what I'm supposed to do that I like and make me happy, and I'm cool with it. And I think people, too, so instead of me going to get a job, let me go sit at somebody else's table and work on somebody else's team. Because mm-hmm. I was thinking about getting a job, but the money wasn't money. And I said, oh, Lord, I ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Scrolling Career Builder, like, there's nothing that pays $1 million?
I'm like,
nothing?
I ain't going to be able to do, it wasn't nothing that paid me 100K a month.
Yeah.
Minimum, yeah. Or at least 80K.
Indeed. There's nothing on here.
So I went
paying 80 grand a month.
I went and got me a seat at Courtney's table, and I did what I needed to do mm-hmm. for Courtney to see me. Mm-hmm. And here I am.
And here you are.
And I have no problem with serving her, doing what I got to do. And I'm still serving my community as well. But and now I got this thing called chapter presidents. I'm waiting on them to step up. Let them be the leader. Let me support them. Because it's too much pressure. And I'm still on a healing journey. And I'm still grieving my old friendship life and grieving all those other things, trying to fix myself. So I'm pushing other people to the front. Like, I just did an event. I gave out... I linked up with the commissioner to give out proclamation to my leadership team. And I linked up with a representative from the White House to give out Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards. I want my leaders to know I see you. Mm-hmm. You are a leader. Let's do this. I got 5 proclamations. I got a lifetime achievement. I want Mentor of the Year. Like, I want you to do it. Mm-hmm. But only if they can do it. And that's another thing I learned from my old team. They didn't have the mental capacity.
Yeah.
That was my number one learning experience. Do people have the mental capacity to do what the job description is or what you need them to do on your team?
Yes.
That was my number one takeaway.
Is hanging up entrepreneurship in your future?
Hell no. I can never work for... I'm unemployable. Mm-hmm. I will probably cuss them out on the job.
Well, because with what you're doing with Courtney, for example, is network marketing. Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily entrepreneurship, but it's also not a job, right? It's a safe place kind of in the middle where the heavy thinking is done for you. You just have to come in and perform.
But Courtney business is so new, the heavy thinking is not done for me. It's a brand new company. Okay. I'm a marketing genius.
Okay.
We have a lot of Zooms.
Okay.
The heavy thinking and the upfront money is put out. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it easier for me because, mind you, I was doing all the events. One of my events, I spent like $300K. And I let everybody come for free. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not all of the heavy thinking is done yet because it's so new, but eventually it will be because we're building the company. We're building the framework.
Okay.
So it's not all the heavy thinking. It's just like some of the framework is there and I can just come in and kind of do my thing. So it's still entrepreneurship because I only get paid based on what I do.
Okay.
If I don't go out and get no sales, I won't get no check.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's still entrepreneurship, and her company is brand new. It's not like a network marketing company that's been out for 30 years or mm-hmm. 50. It's brand. We are her leaders mm-hmm. to go help the other people in the other people who are owners. We're the leaders. We're doing some trainings. We coming with some ideas.
Yeah.
You know, they asking us what we want to do, what we want to see. So not for, and but I think this would make that dope because it is a brand new company yeah. and it gives me space to still go be creative and add value.
You get to pioneer.
Yeah, the company like 18 months old.
Okay. So then traditional mm-hmm. entrepreneurship.
Never. Never.
Backing out of that.
If I do it, I just did a poll on my IG tours. I said, what do you guys think about me being a flight attendant? Because first class flights, 5,000. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what do you guys think about me being a flight attendant? And then I looked at the pay. I was like,
you know, being a flight attendant is, I have 2 dream jobs that I wish I could have done.
Was flight attendant one?
One was being a flight attendant.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And the other one was being a lawyer. I wanted to be a lawyer so bad.
I said flight attendant to go work on a cruise ship. Mm. So I could still miss travel into what I do.
I wanted to be the flight attendant girl. Flight attendants look kind of different than what they looked like when I really wanted to be a flight. Mm-hmm. Like the flight attendant girl.
I still want to be. I still want to be a flight attendant. But you got to go to like a training for weeks.
Yeah, if I could, if there's somebody out here who's in a position to like let me and Candace be flight attendants mm-hmm. for like a week.
No, yeah. I will work it for real.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. But I would I'm like, I would love to experience it for real for like a week. I just want to like, you know,
if I had to get you? If I had to get a job, I want to be a flight attendant.
OK.
Or I say a librarian.
Girl, if you,
I love reading.
Nobody in this room taking you seriously.
I have a book club. I've had it for 4 years.
You love reading, but you don't love being quiet.
No, I will be because I'll be reading a book. Won't. Yes, I will be. I had a library lit. Yes, I will be.
Not. I'll have the library lit,
baby. I will have the library lit. I will be a librarian. My library don't got to be quiet when you come in when I'm on duty. Oh, we don't got to be quiet.
We don't have to be quiet.
They not in my library. Yeah, my library gonna be lit. That's what I said. I said flight attendant, cruise ship, or a librarian.
Okay.
I'm gonna be smarter. Look how them books I'm gonna have. I'm gonna be even more smart than I am now.
I love this for you.
Yeah. It's gonna be one of those three if I think about it. And guess what else I wanna be? Hmm. A politician.
I could see you doing
I'm
that.
I'm for the people. Do you know I sit in boardrooms for spot pros and fight for us every day?
What does that mean? How do you fight for spot pros?
Child. Black spot pros, no inclusion. Mm-hmm. Some of these companies been around since 1976. Never had a black person on a magazine, on cover, never did this. I was in a, I've been in every spot magazine it is. They had my picture, this little, it was two black people in the whole magazine. Baby, I sent the email so fast. I said, it's only two black. When it came out, my picture was big and at the top. But if I don't say nothing, that's what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. So we got to sit and fight for the inclusion. Hey, we deserve to be at this show. We deserve to be in this magazine. You need more black. I just, the event I'm doing this weekend, I don't want to bash nobody. But somebody came, I'm doing Spot Tank where they can come pitch their ideas and get an investor. She come giving us a brochure. Everybody white. I said, do you have any diversity? Don't come give me no brochure, everybody Caucasian, and I'm black. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I'm going to ask you. Where is your inclusion and diversity?
I agree.
So we have to let them know so they can take us serious. That's another thing, too. We got to be taken serious in this industry.
Yeah.
So the way we dress, they don't even take us serious. Some people ain't even making no money. They don't take us serious. They not including us. They not inviting us. I'm getting invited because I'm bold. I'm loud. I'm a disruptor. I'm talking about spa. They won't invite me to the table. They got to have the inclusion there. But if nobody say it, they won't have it. And then the pay has to be there. The platforms have to be there for us. The law they're making for people to get their license. All of this stuff. Somebody got to sit and fight for us for these things.
Mm. And that's you.
And it's, God gave it to me.
God gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you came and sat here today and didn't paint the story of perfect entrepreneur. Oh. I love that you shared your journey and your struggles. I also love that you sat here and revealed the ugly parts of you. There's some ugly parts, and I thank you for sharing that.
I tried to do
platform.
A podcast. It was called Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. But it ain't
all
my
the shows
misery.
About you. All the shows are about you.
Yeah. I just tell everybody I'm a broken mess, but I know how to get money. Mm-hmm. And I know how to be a chief in the Indian. So it overrides. It overrides every time. My humanitarian work I'm doing in Africa, mm-hmm. every time you look, I'm doing something for the good. Mm-hmm. It overrides. Mm-hmm. So I'm just focusing on good. And that's another reason I linked up with Courtney. Ain't nothing bad attached to her name. Mm. She's not toxic. Yeah. That was strategic and a part of my reinvention. Let me get with somebody that people like. She's not toxic. She do good things. So that was another part of it as well. And when I was depressed, I was just doing my overly business, mm-hmm. my direct sales business. That's what I was doing. That's it, because I didn't have no coaching clients. Mm-hmm. I'm quitting coaching, by the way. My last day, April 15th.
Wait. You're quitting coaching.
Mm-hmm. I need to do some more healing.
By the time this episode drops, you'll be done.
So I have a mentorship. It's free. Anybody can join. If you are a spa pro, it's absolutely free. They can join. I'm still going to have social events. I do my own Black Spa Expo. Okay. I'm doing the very first Black Spa Museum. So I'm just taking my talents and putting them into things still for spa pros, but not necessarily me. I have to coach you, or we have to be together for 90 days because I might cuss you out when you don't do what you're supposed to do, and I'm spending all this time with you. So I need to go do some more healing. So I'm taking a break. I've been trying to quit coaching for 3 years, by the way.
Okay.
Because, again, I know I cuss somebody out.
Okay.
You know,
that's a good reason to quit coaching.
Yeah, that's why Maya was my coach for 2 years.
I remember.
Maya is amazing. I only got with her to see how she don't cuss people out.
And Maya does not curse people out. She leaves with love.
Nicest. I leave with love too, though.
Well, she leaves with nice love.
If somebody, like if we on a call and I see somebody, I know that a trigger me, and Maya say, well, no, you, girl, not me. I'm like, but the new me now, I'd be like, no, I be acting like Maya. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, no, you should do. But they came from therapy.
Mm-hmm.
The old me, I'm immediately going like, what is you doing? What are you talking about? What?
Yeah.
But that's me being like, they don't know. It's my job to try my best to make them comprehend and know. Mm-hmm. So I got to take a break from coaching.
Yeah. And let me say, you can be firm with people. Mm-hmm. You can be firm with your clients. You can be firm about your boundaries and still be a kind person.
And see, that's a new me.
Yeah.
That's what I am now, everybody.
Yeah.
So anybody, can I do a disclaimer? If you see this and I ever hurt you or I made you feel any type of way, I want to apologize. I'm so sorry. That was my old culture. It was my old defense mechanism. I was like, this is how I talk. Girl, you don't got to talk like that. I just want to apologize to everybody. I have forgiven myself. God has forgiven me because your girl back on top. So God has forgiven me. I'm asking you to forgive me. So, you know, if you forgive me, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to apologize. If you want to rock with the queen, let's rock out. I'm doing Oberlin. I'm doing the only Black Spot Museum, the only Black Spot Expo. The girl's still doing some things and going some places. So I just want to put that out there for everybody.
The girl is still doing some things and going some places. We couldn't end this episode any better than that. Candace, how do we keep up with you? Well, actually, all of your details are going to be in the right under the episode. Wherever you guys see this, you'll be able to connect with Candace. You're no longer offering spa coaching by the time this airs, but
I got mentorship.
You still can drop in her community
because we have a community. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You can still drop in the community for free. Now, the stuff that I see you posting on social media when you're with your ladies, like a small group of women,
I'm still with them. I end with them. My last day with them is April 15th.
That's what you're in. I have,
and those of you who do not know me, my coach, you know how coaching program they say only 7% of people. I have a 95% success rate in my coaching program.
I love that.
But that's from me being so firm. What makes my coaching program different is like a real community. It's like we homegirls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sis, I want you to win.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
But I could say something that triggers them, and that's how it goes to the left.
All right.
But we're not doing that anymore. But I'm Six-Figure Spa Chick on all platforms.
Six-Figure Spa Chick. Candace, thank you so much for sitting down here with me and your transparency. And I am actually... I'm going to bring you back. I want to see.
I love it.
Yeah, I want to see in like 12 months where you are, the changes that you've made, this new woman that you've become, because you deserve to understand your value.
Yes.
Like you really do. You are, just in our brief encounters, you've always been kind to me, and you've always like given me my flowers. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot, especially knowing who you are, knowing the things that you struggle with on the inside. It takes a lot to say, yo, I watch you, you're dope, you know, blah. And it go in that love and respect goes both ways. So I'm grateful that you sat in here, I haven't wanted something for somebody who's come on this show as badly as I want it for you right now.
I love that.
I seriously want you to discover your worth.
And that's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
I'm working. And when we come back in 12 months, hopefully, it ain't gonna be no hopefully. It'll be a whole new, better version.
Let's get
better version of me in 12 months.
Let's get it.
Because I'm getting better and better by the day.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Can we hug?
Of course.
Give me a hug, girl.
Of course.
Thank you for having me. It was so, so good.
You needed this and I needed this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna wrap this thing on up, you guys. Thank you for checking in with. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you for tuning into this episode. You know the deal. Whatever resonated with you. Maybe you're a mean man. Maybe you're a mean woman. Maybe you are someone who's here because you saw the clip on Instagram and Candace looked crazy in that clip and you wanted to come and you were ready to fire off on her, but you've been able to now see a whole new light. I don't know, but we're all dealing with something. I do know that. And I want you to put in the comments what resonates with you the most. And if you are an entrepreneur who is looking for personal mentorship, professional mentorship, and financial mentorship, check out my community, actionableceo.com. I'd love to have you. Until next week, bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.